Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, my regular listeners know that I've been working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners for 25-plus years, and I've trained my mind to be business-oriented. I think business. I act business. I am the chief executive officer of my life. I take charge. I get things done, not only in business, but also in my personal life. And recently in our home, I noticed a plumbing problem. And being business-oriented, I just wanted to get it fixed so I could move on, think of something else. So what did I do? I called my friendly neighborhood plumber. Now, this guy is fantastic. You know, he not only wants to fix the problem, but he wants to come in and he wants to give me a course on plumbing. Well, Howard, here's how I'm going to fix it. Here's how I'm going to take care of this. And my approach always is, thank you for telling me, but I don't want to be a plumber. Just fix it so that I can get on with my day. So I called him up and I said, Mr. Plumber, how are you? What's going on? And I was taken back. I took three steps back because you know what he said? You know what I found out? I found out that my beloved plumber, the one that I enjoyed coming, the one I enjoyed having conversations with all these years, the one who wanted to educate me on plumbing, retired. He wasn't being a plumber anymore. He was a retired senior citizen, just enjoying life. I thought, what am I going to do? I've got this problem. And what do people that are chief executive officers of their business and their life do? They go to plan B. They go to the solution. So I picked up the phone and I called one of my trusted neighbors and I said, hello, you know my beloved plumber, the one that I look forward to talking to, the one I can trust? He retired. What am I going to do? Who are you using? So they recommended their plumber. I called them up and, of course, I don't know what to expect. And they send a young fellow to fix the problem. And he fixes the problem, doesn't have much to say. Price is right. Service is great, polite, he leaves. A couple weeks later, what happens? I have another plumbing problem. Call the same people up. They send the same young fellow. But this time, because he's been here before, he's a little more talkative. And I should have recognized this right from the beginning, but I didn't, because he did a great job. It was yes, sir, yes, ma'am. He was very polite. He was very efficient. Very matter of the fact, took care of it, took charge. I should have recognized that he was retired military. I asked him, what branch of the service were you in, sir? He proudly said, I was in the National Guard for 9 years, and here's the tattoo that all of my buddies got so we would remember each other, because obviously they were bonded together. And what's the point of all of this? The point of all of this is any time that you can hire a veteran, anytime you can hire someone that's been in the military service, interview them and consider it seriously. These are great people. Not only are they great people because they went to defend us, to put their life on the line, to defend our freedoms, but they're great people because they have some of the greatest training in the world. The military is an organization that has perfected training. It perfects discipline. You are expected to do what you are told. You are expected to do a great job. You are expected to do it efficiently, quickly. You're expected to do it without talking back. Wow. In this very difficult employment arena that we're currently in, environment that we're currently in, imagine what it would be like to have an employee who wanted to come and do a great job just because that's what they felt their responsibility was. So anytime you have the opportunity to interview a veteran, doesn't matter which branch of service, please do it. And consider hiring them, because you may find that you have found an excellent employee, a great coworker, someone who cares, someone who's going to make your business and your life less stressful, more profitable, and more enjoyable just to be around them. This is Howard LeWinter, and God bless all the veterans. Thank you for all of your service. And, of course, I will look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.